FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The KZN government says it's applied for a 2.4 billion rand loan from National Treasury to help Itala depositors. Provincial Treasury's Nkosi Khona Duma has explained that the loan is not to fund the payout of depositors.
The 2.4 billion rand loan will serve as a security guarantee to Itala's deposits book until the entity acquires a banking license. The KwaZulu-Natal Government of Provincial Unity is in the process of securing a banking partner to host Itala's depositors. Itala will thus have time to restructure its business to apply for a full banking license.
Over 250,000 Itala depositors have not been able to transact at the entity since mid-January. The Reserve Bank's Prudential Authority has applied to the High Court to provisionally liquidate Itala on the repayment administrator's finding that the bank is legally and technically insolvent. KZN Treasury says it believes it will successfully defend Itala's case if the loan is in hand. Energy Minister Hosea Ntsurumhopa says South Africa must prioritize electricity access before shifting to cleaner energy.
We make the point that access is a big part of the conversation on the continent. 43% of the total population don't have access to electricity. In global terms, 600 million of the 680 million people globally who don't have access to electricity are found here on the continent. That is 83% of the global population that don't have access.
Ramakgopa outlined the structure of the Energy Technical Working Group under the G20 at the Energy Indaba in Cape Town. He's explained that they've agreed on three energy priorities, starting with energy security. Another is achieving a just, affordable and inclusive energy transition.
And the last one of the three priorities is African interconnectivity and energy pools. We think that the ambitions of achieving a single electricity market on the continent is not far-fetched. For us to be able to have universal access by 2063, as advocated for, makes the point that we can achieve that through regional integration.
Two of the accused in the disappearance of Jocelyn Smith claim police forced them to confess. Jacqueline Apollos and Steveno Van Rijn are standing trial alongside Jocelyn's mother, Kelly Smith, in the High Court sitting in Saldanha Bay. They have denied involvement in the seven-year-old girl's disappearance a year ago from her West Coast home. Their lawyers have told the court that police tortured their clients before their arrests, and they told them they had Jocelyn sold off because they were afraid they would be killed. The trio faces charges of kidnapping and human trafficking. And 13 civilians and 5 soldiers have been killed in a suicide attack in Pakistan. The bombers drove 2 explosive-laden cars into an army compound in Banu district in the northwest. 4 children are among those killed. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has denounced the attackers as cowardly terrorists who target innocent civilians during Ramadan. The top story, the KZN government says it's applied for a 2.4 billion rand loan from National Treasury to help Itala depositors. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Well, the Proteas, they're going to need 363 to beat New Zealand in their Champions Trophy semi-final. Liverpool take on PSG in the pick of the Champions League action tonight. And Rassie Erasmus is hoping to add a few more test matches to the Springbok schedule for 2025.